The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. Proud to celebrate America. News.
Deadly blast. Space wonder. I'm Barbara Cusack. Iraqi officials expect the toll to rise further from Sunday's truck bombing on a busy Baghdad street. It's already climbed to 142 as rescuers still search for missing people. Nearly 200 people were wounded. There are no credible threats on U.S. soil this Independence Day, but security has been increased, especially at high-profile events celebrating the holiday. A solar-powered spacecraft is spinning toward Jupiter for its close encounter. Correspondent Jim Roop says NASA's Juno mission reaches its climax tonight.
Jupiter is the fifth planet out from Earth, but by far the largest, 300 times the size of Earth, and the oldest. And because of that, this big special ball of gas is believed to hold the key to the origins of our solar system. Tonight, scientists will get closer than they've ever been before at the start of what will be 37 orbits of Jupiter over the next year.
It's a $1.1 billion mission. I'm Barbara Cusack. Secretary of State John Kerry has offered the Bangladeshi Prime Minister help to investigate the attackers behind the killing of 20 people at a Dhaka restaurant. The Islamic State says it carried out the attack, but Bangladesh insists that's not the case. Human remains have been recovered from the Egyptair Flight 804 crash site in the Mediterranean. Our Mark Chase says the remains are now being transported to officials handling that investigation.
The number of victims that can be identified by the retrieved body parts is still unclear.
A tribute to the victims of Orlando's gay nightclub massacre will be part of the city's 4th of July fireworks celebration. Details from correspondent Mike Kermitas.
A red flare will be launched for each of the 49 murdered in the Pulse nightclub terror attack. The annual fireworks display is taking place at Lake Eola Park, which is the same park that hosted more than 50,000 people during a vigil for the Pulse nightclub victims.
I'm Barbara Cusack.
WMAL News at 5:02. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by IKEA. Metro's Safe Track work will stop for one day for the 4th of July.
Despite recent Metro work, the subway system is the way to go if you plan to go to the National Mall for the fireworks show. Metro spokesperson Dan Stessel.
It'll be a normal service day from the start of service at 7 a.m. until midnight.
Stessel says Metro will be ready to transport thousands of people from the National Mall after the fireworks end around 9:30. But he says you should still be prepared.
Every rider needs a smart trip card and make sure it's loaded for your entire round trip so you don't get caught up at any of the tickets. Vending machines on the way back.
It's also recommended to avoid the Smithsonian station, which tends to get packed. Caroline Tucker on WMAL and WMAL.com.
But as you may have heard, it may rain today and tonight. U.S. Park Police have never had to cancel the 4th of July fireworks on the mall, but that record may be tested tonight.
Rain, wind, and lightning is not a good combination, both for fireworks and large crowds.
If there is a weather event, we will enact the safe haven plan.
Which means law enforcement directing the crowd on the mall into nearby buildings to get them out of the elements, says Park Police Lieutenant James Murphy.
Follow law enforcement guidance regarding an evacuation of the mall. Usually we'll be using museums as a safe haven facility.
He says they'll make the call on postponement sometime this evening before the scheduled 9:09 start time.
The rain plan is the fireworks will take place on Tuesday.
With a scaled-down footprint for security and medical services. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
And if you're planning to celebrate the holiday with a few drinks and don't want to take Metro, you can get a free cab ride home. Kurt Erickson with the Washington Regional Alcohol Program.
Over 65,000 people have utilized the service rather than possibly driving home impaired, and July 4th is always a busy one for us.
So between 10 tonight and 4 a.m. tomorrow, you can call Sober Ride 800-200-TAXI for that free ride home. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 17,940. 49, the Nasdaq at 48.63. Sports, the Nats crush the Reds beyond Steven Strasburg's arm and Danny Espinosa's bat. The O's get swept in Seattle, and the Wizards have reportedly acquired point guard Trey Burke from Utah. WMAL Newstime 504. Up next, traffic and weather, then it's Mornings in the Mall on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Lars Peterson, president of IKEA US, with an important message for U.S. consumers.
At IKEA, we want to help create a better life for our customers. Part of that is helping customers create a safe home for their families. According to the CPSC, every 2 weeks a child in the U.S. dies when furniture, TVs or appliances tip over. It's just a drawer is tempting for a small child to climb and may tip over, causing serious injury or death. The best way to help ensure the safety of your family is to properly anchor all chest of drawers to the wall. You may have heard about the recall of IKEA Malm and other chest of drawer models. I'm urging you today to make sure your chest of drawers are properly anchored to the wall. If they are not, remove them from rooms children can access.
Please contact IKEA or visit IKEA.com to learn more about how you can participate in the U.S. recall and read about how we can work together to create safer homes for our families on our Securit webpage. Thank you.
5:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Bill. Good morning to you. We have in Port Washington, the Indian Head Highway northbound at Old Fort Road, a vehicle fire. Be careful there. It's been reduced to one lane. Only the left lane is getting by. And on 270 southbound, right near 109, there's an accident blocking the right lane. Now, as far as the 4th of July celebrations go, the following streets will be closed. Many will be closed. Today, TR Bridge, for example, inbound to Constitution Avenue, all traffic diverted to the East Street Expressway, Independence Avenue Southwest from 15th Street to 23rd, Southwest 23rd Street northbound from Constitution Avenue to Virginia Avenue. Just be aware that there will be a lot of street closures. Now, the 105.9 FM at AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog. We'll see a steadier rain for the afternoon, and it could be heavy at times. Thunder also possible. Tonight, more rain. Thunderstorms possible. Patchy fog, low 71. Early thunderstorms tomorrow. Afternoon high, mid-80s to around 90. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 66 in Gainesville, 66 in Silver Spring, 68 degrees in Washington. Why one Latina campaigns for Donald Trump on the border. Find out more at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. Happy 4th of July. My name is Dan Mandis in for Brian and Larry. Appreciate you being here. Boy, oh boy, are we going to get the fireworks in tonight. I think that is really story number one here on the big list of things to talk about today. But there are lots of things to discuss. Of course, it was a tough weekend for Hillary Clinton. She has now been interviewed by the FBI. We'll talk about that. Terrorism continues around the world. At 6:05, I'm really looking forward to this. We speak with Allison Porter. She is playing at the Capitol 4th concert tonight. As you know, she won The Voice earlier this year, and she played Curly Sue way back when, and she's really excited about playing tonight. Hopefully, they'll get the concert in. 7:05 this morning, WMAL legal analyst Joe DeGenova. He is going to speak to us about Hillary and the whole situation with her server. She is, in my opinion, in some big trouble, and I'll talk about that coming up. And to 8:05, David Drucker with the Washington Examiner with all the latest from the campaign trail. And we've also got you covered with all the traffic and weather together you need here on Mornings on the Mall on WMAL. So we have a situation with Hillary Clinton. She is clearly spinning, as are some of the media and also some of the folks that are on her side as far as politicians and so forth. And we're hearing, it was really interesting because Hillary had just left the meeting with the FBI. We all started getting the text alerts on a Saturday morning, and then we heard very quickly from some, including a guy from CNN, saying that Hillary will not face any charges, which I thought was kind of fascinating because that was really quick for a lot of folks to be saying she would not be facing any charges. Now, I don't believe it, to be perfectly honest and perfectly candid, but I don't care. I don't care if Hillary faces any charges, because the bottom line is this: whether or not she faces any charges, which it would be helpful to conservatives, I understand that, but whether or not Hillary faces any charges is meaningless, because the truth of the matter is the Republicans need to pivot. Donald Trump needs to pivot from talking about whether or not she should face charges, which in my opinion she should, but they need to start talking about her judgment. They need to start talking about her honesty. So talking about the spin control that Hillary Clinton is in, she immediately appeared on MSNBC, and she talked about how she was happy to do this interview with the FBI.
It was something I had offered to do since last August. I've been eager to do it, and I was pleased to have the opportunity to assist the department in bringing its review to a conclusion.
You know, what's interesting about that is they had been working for weeks to try and get, quote-unquote, their schedules coordinated so that she could come in and do that interview. And I thought that was kind of funny, because if it were you or me, do you think the FBI would work really hard to coordinate with my schedule or your schedule to make sure that we could come in and our schedules would not be disturbed? Well, apparently Hillary was so eager to come in and to speak with the FBI that it took weeks to get her to come in. She also has told MSNBC that she really didn't have any comment on what was discussed within the interview.
I'm not going to comment any further on the review, but I've been answering questions now for over a year. I've released more than 55,000 pages of my emails for the public to read for themselves. I will continue to, be as forthcoming as I can.
What about, and this is the question that everybody has for Hillary Clinton and, of course, Bill as well, what about that now ill-fated meeting between Bill Clinton and Loretta Lynch?
Well, I think, you know, hindsight's 20/20. Both the Attorney General and my husband have said that they wouldn't do it again, even though it was, from all accounts that I have heard and seen, an exchange of pleasantries. But obviously, no one wants to see any untoward, conclusions drawn. And they've said they would not do it again.
And, of course, Hillary knows that the damage was done, at least for her. It's been a real interesting ride the last couple of days for, obviously, not only Loretta Lynch, but Bill and Hillary Clinton as well. And so there's so many different aspects of the story with Hillary Clinton being interviewed by the FBI. Again, finally, now we all know that Hillary has problems with trust with the voters. The voters simply do not trust her. And in my opinion, as these stories continue to get out, as the FBI continues to do what they're doing, which is, and I'm reading the next couple of weeks are going to be absolutely critical in this storyline, we'll have to see what happens. But we all know this. We all know that on Saturday, a three-day weekend, that this seems very well coordinated with the FBI. Because here we are in the midst of a three-day weekend, and it's clear they're trying to manipulate or control the storyline. It seems very well coordinated. And so what I said in the beginning of this segment is whether or not charges will be brought is besides the point. And I wish I could tell Donald Trump this. And Donald, if you happen to be listening Mornings on the Mall right now on WMAL, you need to change your focus. Because if it is true that Hillary will not be facing any kind of charges, well, then ultimately the storyline then dies. You have to now talk about her judgment. You have to talk about the trust issues. We know, for example, that whether or not she faces any charges is besides the point, because the bigger point is that the damage is already done. I mean, you could go down the list of issues related to Hillary Clinton and this whole email scandal. We know that Russia, China, Iran, they're all have said to have hacked into her computer. We know they have the will, the desire, and the know-how. We know that Russia claims Hillary's worst nightmare, to have thousands of emails they apparently, allegedly, grabbed out of her server. We also know some hacker named Guccifer was able to hack her server. And we also know that he said there were many others that also attacked her server as well. So we've been hearing all of these things for days now, weeks now, months now, about this whole email situation and this private server from Hillary Clinton. We also know that she was supposed to have asked for permission, at the very least, to use her private email and server, and she did not. And when she was told that it was causing issues with her communication with the State Department, she did nothing. See, this is all about judgment. This is all about her ability to handle a high-profile job. You know, her assistants have all been talked to as well, and they've all been interviewed by the FBI as well. Uma Abedin, Hillary's closest aide, says that Hillary had an issue getting her job done. That came out just in the last couple of days. And one of the things that Hillary keeps saying is that Colin Powell used personal email, and I understand that. But it wasn't nearly the extent that she did, first of all. And the threats at the time that he was Secretary of State were not nearly to the extent of what they were when she was Secretary of State. And obviously, he was not running and is not running for president. She is. So right now, the rules also were far more concrete than they were back when Colin Powell was Secretary of State. I could go on and on and on about this whole email server situation in the FBI. But the bottom line is this. As I say, if charges are not brought against Hillary Clinton, the Republicans have made a critical error, because they keep screaming about charges need to be brought. But you know what? It's not about the charges. It is about the character, and it is about the judgment. My name is Dan Mandis. It is Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. It is time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thanks, Dan. Good morning to you. An accident on 270 southbound right near 109. It's taking out the right lane. In Port Washington, the Indianhead Highway northbound at Old Fort Road, a vehicle fire. So the road has been reduced to one lane, only the left lane getting by. And because it is the 4th of July, between now and midnight, Metro Rail is on a Saturday schedule, and then about till 2 o'clock. And then after that, between 2 and the rest of the time, they will ramp up to near rush hour service before and after the fireworks. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Well, right now, it's not looking very good for tonight's concert. We are looking at a high right now at about a 70 or so. But the big problem is, and really what everybody cares about right now, is what's going to happen tonight. And we're looking at a possible rain, thunder, lightning. And we'll keep you updated on the weather all day long right here on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
If your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate mycleanpc software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com.
It is Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. My name is Dan Mandis. Appreciate you being here. All kinds of stuff going on, including, of course, as I've been discussing, Hillary Clinton finally being interviewed by the FBI. And what will this mean for the election? What will this mean in the general election? Now, for me, I think that some of the things that the Republicans need to do, and just so you know, I'm not going to ramble on about politics all day long, but this is clearly, for me, the biggest story of this three-day weekend. We do, of course, have the terrorist attack in Iraq as well that we will cover, up to 143 now dead there as well, and causing a lot of problems, not only for certainly the Iraqi people. But as we, as not only a nation, but around the world, contend with ISIS, I think that the Obama administration has greatly underutilized our military to try and get ISIS under control. So we will talk about that as well, and a whole lot more here on WMAL. It was just last week, I believe, that Hillary Clinton was talking about voters' trust issues, and she admitted that she has work to do. And I thought it was interesting the way that she talked about this, and this is all just before we found out that she had been interviewed by the FBI, which happened this weekend. And it was interesting because she's always talking about how it's nothing but a vast right-wing conspiracy, and she always seems to blame the Republicans. Here's her exact quote, and she was speaking at a Rainbow Push Coalition luncheon. And so from prepared remarks, here's what she had to say. I personally know I have work to do on this front of dealing with the trust issues. In other words, voters have no trust in her. And so she spoke at great length about a deterioration of trust throughout the country and institutions, but argued that her own trustworthiness issues are a byproduct of politicians looking to score political points and 25 years worth of wild accusations. And it's interesting because when you hear these quotes, the only thing that I could keep going back to was all of the scandals that we've heard over and over for many years. She says, a lot of people tell pollsters they don't trust me. Now, she says, I don't like hearing that, and I have thought about that and about what it is, what is behind it. And so when I read that quote, I thought, well, Hillary, I'll tell you right now what's behind it. We all know about the situation with Monica Lewinsky and the affairs that Bill had, of course, and how Hillary was working to discredit all of those women that were bringing those accusations against Bill. There's a lot of folks, including myself, that think that she lied about Benghazi. And, of course, there's the situation regarding how much money she made on all those speeches to Wall Street. So you look at all of these things put together, and of course people don't trust her. You know, there's the allegations of trading State Department favors for donations to the Clinton Foundation. There is the refusal that she has had over the past couple of, past a year or so, at least, as she's been on the campaign trail, of her refusal to talk to the press. That has been well documented. It has been a long time since she either had a press conference or she's spoken to what they call a gaggle of reporters, a whole bunch of reporters there in a circle. She just doesn't like to talk to the press. And I think part of the problem that Hillary faces is that she is somebody who is so incredibly tightly controlled. Her messaging has to be so incredibly, for her, exact and on point. When you look at Hillary and you look at Donald Trump, they couldn't be any more opposite. So then you have to sit back and you have to say, as we move through the general election of 2016, yes, I know we're not there at the conventions yet, but you're looking at two candidates who are so completely polar opposite. And so you're going to see two candidates who will either live or die by their campaigns. Donald Trump is trying to make that pivot into more of a general election kind of a Republican candidate. All of a sudden, he's reading off a teleprompter, and he does sound a lot more presidential. It doesn't seem to be helping him, though, as we see the polls, and he is trailing Hillary Clinton in most of the polling. But we also see Hillary Clinton, she's been interviewed now by the FBI, so we'll see if that has any effect on the polls. My personal feeling is that it will not have an effect on the polls, because I think that the majority of people, the Democrats and Hillary Clinton, they have done a very good job of making this not only Benghazi, but also the server scandal. They have done a good job of making it seem like a vast right-wing conspiracy. And I personally, I don't think the press is going to do its job in covering this scandal. We will see what happens. My name is Dan Mandis on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
WMAL, go.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
We ought to get to the bottom of it, no?
Consider this your microphone. Consider this your conversation.
There you go.
My mother told me, never discuss politics or religion.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I'll be the one to speak the truth on this.
You're always right, and I love listening to you. I love you
so. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
Hey, it's Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems. With summer vacations here, is your home protected while you're away? And are you currently paying $30, $40, or $50 a month for your home security monitoring? Friends, that's too much. Listen to this. Call Ackerman, get protected, and save money with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at just $19.95 a month. Plus, switch to Ackerman by July 31st, and you'll get up to 6 months of monitoring free. With over 40 years of experience, you can trust the professionals at Ackerman. They have a guaranteed response time, and at Ackerman, security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. And if technology is your thing, Ackerman's Total Connect service provides you with remote access to view live video and control your locks, your lights, your thermostats from your smartphone or tablet for just a few dollars more. So call Ackerman Security by July 31st, make the switch, and save with up to 6 months of monitoring free. The number 888-999-1070 or visit AckermanSecurity.com.
Everybody has dreams. A fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with travel photos, ticket stubs, and little moments of glory. Keepsake memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from an accredited state university, you can turn these dreams into reality. University of Maryland University College offers programs for in-demand fields such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more. By providing career-relevant skills taught by respected faculty practicing in the field, UMUC builds the confidence you need to set your career in motion. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the DC metro area, University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your busy schedule demands, while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Time for traffic and weather together. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Let's see what's going on with Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Dan. Good morning. 270 southbound approaching 109. We do have an accident, but the good news here is it has been moved to the shoulder. As for mass transit, starting at 7 o'clock, Metro Rail will be on a Saturday schedule until 2 in the afternoon. Then a near rush hour schedule will be in effect until midnight. Metro Bus on a Saturday schedule with detours around the National Mall all day. And do look for numerous street closings. The 3rd Street, 9th Street, and 12th Street tunnels will remain open. However, they will be closed during the parade. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog. We'll see a steadier rain for the afternoon, and it could be heavy at times. Thunder also possible. Tonight, more rain. Thunderstorms possible. Patchy fog, low 71. Early thunderstorms tomorrow. Afternoon high, mid-80s to around 90. I'm Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
68 degrees in our nation's capital. Right now, it is 526 right here on WMAL. Well, it is the 4th of July. Whether we'll be able to see any fireworks or not is anybody's guess. We will keep you updated on the weather and traffic all morning here on Mornings on the Mall. Again, my name is Dan Mandis. Appreciate you being here. So much going on. You know, as a talk show host, I don't know if you know this, but talk show hosts know everything. We do. We know absolutely everything. At least that's what I thought. Until about 2 years ago, when I did a show that, frankly, changed my entire perspective. It was regarding, and it was on the 4th of July, and I was talking about sort of a new controversy that was happening all across America, and it was a controversy regarding our veterans. It was a controversy that really is shaking neighborhoods to the core, and it's rather surprising, and so there was a story out, and it was about a veteran, a combat veteran, who had placed a sign on his front yard, and had said something to the effect of, "A combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks." And essentially what he was doing was he was asking his neighbors to curtail their fireworks. And so I took what I thought was a pretty good talk show hosty kind of stand. You know, I said, look, feel bad for the guy, but you know what? We're celebrating the fact that he fought for our freedoms, and it is our freedoms to light fireworks. And I did this whole thing. And then the phones started ringing. And when the phones started ringing, I picked up call after call from veterans who described what they go through on the 4th of July. You see, what happens on the 4th of July, and maybe you've heard about this, what happens on the 4th of July is veterans, many of them afflicted with PTSD, and a Veterans Administration that absolutely refuses to help them, when they start hearing those fireworks go off, in their mind, they go back to the deserts of Iraq, and they go back to the deserts of Afghanistan, and they ultimately go back to the hell that was many years of their life, because they're afflicted with PTSD, and the loud booms and all the other things that they hear ultimately ends up sending them into essentially a PTSD kind of episode. So I'm going to talk to you about what the veterans go through coming up next, but I'm also going to ask you this question. If you saw a sign like that in your front yard or on your block, on your street, that said a combat veteran lives here, please be courteous with fireworks, how would you react to that? Would you not light off your fireworks? Would you maybe go down the street? Would you go to a big parking lot somewhere? What would you do? I would be very curious to know what your response to that would be. I'm going to take your calls on that coming up next. I'm also going to tell you the story. My name is Dan Mandis on Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. I'm in for Larry and David. Got a lot more coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Across America, communities large and small are rolling out long-established Independence Day traditions today. Here in Washington, President Obama and his family are enjoying their last July 4th at the White House. In Philadelphia, where the Founding Fathers approved the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, the National Birthday Party runs all day. In New York City, the fireworks are over the East River tonight. And if it rains tonight here, while you're on the mall waiting for our fireworks, Lieutenant James Murphy's with the U.S. Park Police.
Please, for the public, follow law enforcement guidance regarding an evacuation of the mall. Usually we'll be using the museums as a safe haven facility to wait out the storm, and then we'll try to get the fireworks on Monday.
But if the fireworks are rained out tonight, he says the display will be tomorrow night instead. An 18-year-old college student from Fairfax County has lost part of his leg in a bizarre accident in New York's Central Park. Authorities say Connor Golden apparently unwittingly jumped on some explosive material that had been left next to a rock in the park. The blast severely damaged his left foot and leg. Beaches in four Florida counties are off limits this 4th of July due to a massive algae bloom.
The problem began with water releases from Lake Okeechobee, intended to protect nearby communities from flooding. Here's former Martin County Commissioner Maggie Herchala.
This year we've got an algae bloom in Lake Okeechobee that is toxic, that has the highest levels of toxin they've ever tested before.
That algae has now clogged beaches that bring in vital tourist dollars and waterways used by the fishing industry.
We're spiraling into a massive fish kill in Martin County and on the West Coast estuary. That's the next step after the algae blooms. Yeah. It dies, you get a fish kill.
I'm Kim Hutcherson.
Iraqi officials say the death toll from yesterday's truck bombing in Baghdad has now risen to 142. ISIS has claimed responsibility. Checking your money, the markets are closed today. The Dow opens tomorrow at 17,949, the NASDAQ at 4,863. Sports: Steven Strasburg comes off the DL and pitches no-hit ball for 6 2/3 innings as the Nats pound the Reds. In Seattle, the Mariners complete the sweep of the Orioles. NBA, the Wizards reportedly obtained point guard Trey Burke from the Jazz for a 2021 draft pick. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Have you put off planning for retirement? Let the retirement professor, Winter Troxell, teach you how to get back on track.
There's so many things going on in life that, yeah, one day we wake up and you're 55, 60, 65, and you want to know, okay, now what do I do with what I've been able to accumulate?
The retirement professor, now at a new time, Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL. Find more retirement lessons at retirementprofessorradio.com.
You know, know most people think when the stock market falls, everyone loses money. But guess what? That's not true. There's a select group of people who reap in huge profits even when the market falls. How would you like to know what they know so you can make money in any market condition? Online Trading Academy has just produced a new video called How to Make Money When the Markets Fall. They would like to send you home with this free video when you attend one of their free half-day classes. This will help you understand how to make money when the market is up, down, or sideways. Once you understand how to make money in all kinds of market conditions, everything changes. Stop losing money. Stop losing sleep. Watch this video. Learn what Wall Street doesn't want you to know. Call Online Trading Academy now at 877-304-TRADE. That's 877-304-8723. 877-304-TRADE. Call 877-304-TRADE or online at tradingacademy.com.
New and exciting things are happening in Washington, D.C., and MedStar Washington Hospital Center is at the heart of it all. We're celebrating 60 years of leading the way in cardiovascular care with the opening of the Nancy and Harold Zirkin Heart and Vascular Hospital, the first of its kind in Washington, D.C. Patients from across the region and around the country choose MedStar Washington Hospital Center for heart and vascular care. Here they find some of the nation's most experienced specialists, a highly ranked cardiovascular program, and the latest in heart and vascular research. And now, with our new hospital, we offer a specially designed setting where the patient experience matches our clinical expertise. It's the Heart and Vascular Hospital of today for our patients tomorrows. For more information, visit MedStarHeartInstitute.org/opening.
Talk about tumultuous times. The British have quit the European Union. The markets go into a tizzy. Add to that terrorism, natural disasters, recession fears, and the election. Talk about turmoil. Hi, Rick Edelman here. If all of this is causing you to wonder how to manage your investments during these tumultuous times, read my number one best-selling book, Rescue Your Money, now fully updated and revised. You can read the entire book in a single sitting, and it will reveal for you the one major investment goal you should have, the two major investment obstacles you'll face, the six ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. Pre-order your copy today at Amazon.com or your favorite bookseller. Read Rescue Your Money. It's the investment recovery plan you need for these tumultuous times.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
5:35 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Thank you, Bill. Couple of crashes. Eastbound 66 at Route 29, Centerville. It's on the shoulder. And another 270 southbound right near 109. An accident also moved to the shoulder. And don't forget, starting at 7 this morning, Metro Rail will be on a Saturday schedule until 2 this afternoon. And then a near rush hour schedule will be in effect until midnight. Metro Bus on a Saturday schedule with detours around the National Mall all day. And, of course, we will have numerous street closings. The 3rd Street, 9th Street, and 12th Street tunnels will remain open. The 9th and 12th Street tunnels, however, will be shut down during the 4th of July parade. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog for us on this 4th of July. The rain will become steadier for the afternoon. Thunder possible. We get up to around 75. Locally heavy rainfall also a possibility. Rain tonight, thunderstorms are possible, patchy fog, low 71. Early storms tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 67 in Springfield, 64 in Frederick, 68 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM
and AM 630.
It is Mornings on the Mall in for Brian and Larry. My name is Dan Mandis on WMAL. Hope you're having a great 4th of July weekend so far. So much to talk about, and only, 4 hours to do it. And the biggest thing we have on our minds right now is, will the weather cooperate for tonight's fireworks extravaganza, of course, on the Capitol, but also all around D.C. and Virginia and everywhere else, because it looks like we're going to have some thunder, some lightning, a lot of rain. Keep it right here on WMAL, and we'll keep you updated with all the latest. Was talking about whether or not you would be willing to curtail your fireworks activities for a veteran. Here's the story, and I'll take your calls. 888-630-WMAL, 888-630-9625. What I'd also like to know is, if you are a veteran, I would love to hear from you. If you have an experience about how you are affected by the 4th of July, a lot of veterans, of course, deservedly so, feel a matter of pride on the 4th of July. But other times, if it's a veteran, if you're a veteran that has PTSD and those fireworks start going off, it can have, let's just say, not necessarily a good reaction. It can have a very adverse reaction, as a matter of fact. And that is now coming to light more and more. Coming up at 8:35, a little bit later on this morning, we are going to speak with an expert about how veterans can try and help themselves on the 4th of July with all of these situations with PTSD. Because I'll tell you what, when I talked about this a couple of years ago, my mind was completely changed, because I had veteran after veteran call me and tell me the things that they had to do to cope with the 4th of July. And it was really, really sad. And I remember to this day, and I still communicate with some of these veterans that I had the honor of speaking with, because they talked about how they have to do a number of different things to cope. They have to, for example, and some of the things that I discussed with veterans early on was they'll go to the movies for, say, 6 hours straight. They'll go to the movies 3 different times. They'll just walk in and go to 3 different movies. And what they're trying to do is they're trying to be indoors and watching a movie so that they don't have to hear the booms and the pops and everything else that brings them back to the deserts of Iraq and Afghanistan. Because that's what's happening to the veterans. That's what's happening. And I spoke to one guy, again, a couple of years ago, and what he said was, when I start to hear the fireworks go off, when I start to hear the pops and the booms and the bangs, he says that there have been times when he has jumped underneath his coffee table. He's jumped underneath his dinner table. He's done things like jumped in a closet. He's done anything he can do to keep safe, to avoid the gunfire. And he said to me, well, it wasn't gunfire, it was the fireworks. And my wife had to work with me all night to try and get him to be calm. And she had to explain to him, no, that's not gunfire. That's not a roadside bomb. No, that is just simply the 4th of July. But again, we're seeing this more and more. And part of the problem is this. Part of the problem is, and you may have heard me on the weekend here on WMAL on occasion, but I talk about the veterans an awful lot. And one of the big problems that we have here in America is the VA is simply unable to do what they need to do for the veterans. And so ultimately they're left to fend for themselves, which is why now there is a group that is trying to help veterans. And they're making these signs and they say, combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with fireworks. And I'm not sure why this causes controversy in neighborhoods, but it is. Because here's the problem. Everybody is caught in an awkward position. Because if you see on one of your neighbor's lawns this sign that says, look, clearly this is a combat veteran who does not want us to light our fireworks. And so what are you supposed to do? If you're the neighbor, right? And again, this is one of those topics, friends, nobody wins. If you're that neighbor of that combat veteran, do you A, okay, well, I guess, you know, we just paid, you know, $700 for fireworks, but I guess we can't light them. Or do you go simply to some sort of a big parking lot or something and do it over there? And that way you're not as close to that home of that veteran. Or C, do you say, listen, I'm sorry that the guy or the lady, the veteran, is going through a hard time, but I paid money for this and it is well within my right. If it is within your right, if it's legal in your neighborhood, then I'm going to do it. And what's interesting is it has caused a lot of controversy within some of these neighborhoods because it sometimes will rip neighborhoods apart. Now, CNN did this whole story on this. It says, loud noises that sound like gunfire and other explosive blasts can trigger post-traumatic stress disorder. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs estimates, like they would know, 11 to 20% of military members who have served in Iraq or Afghanistan suffer from it. And so that's a lot of people. That is a lot of people. And so now these various organizations are asking you to curtail your fireworks. And so part of the problem is that people are worried about the sign and what the sign says. And so the story goes in CNN, some have questioned the wording of the signs, which do read, combat veteran lives here. Please be courteous with your fireworks. Now, what's the problem with that wording is you don't exactly know what it is that that veteran wants you to do. Does the veteran want you to not light off the fireworks? Now, listen, I'm a guy who used to love fireworks. Absolutely loved it. But the problem is that even if, and the problem is for the veterans, even if you are a veteran who is asking your neighbors, and I was talking about how nobody wins in this situation, even if you're the veteran, you hate asking your neighbors to curtail your fireworks display. You absolutely hate it. So again, this is one of those situations where absolutely nobody wins. And, you know, I myself will be saying a prayer for the veterans tonight as they deal with this. My name is Dan Mattis. Appreciate you being here. It is Mornings on the Mall on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here is Art Andrews from the Hadid Carpet Traffic Center.
No serious delays on the inner loop or the outer loop of the Beltway. 95 in both Virginia and Maryland looking pretty good. The George Washington Parkway northbound is not too bad as the other way. That's pretty good as well. 66 looks pretty good, except for Centerville, Route 29 right there. There's an accident over to the shoulder, and 270 southbound as you come up on 109. There is an accident that also is moved to the shoulder. And keep in mind, starting at 7 o'clock, Metro Rail will be on a Saturday schedule until 2 this afternoon. Then a near rush hour schedule will be in effect until midnight, all because of the 4th of July. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain becomes steadier for the afternoon. May hear some thunder. We'll see some early patchy fog, get up to around 75, and we could pick up some heavy rain. Rain tonight, thunderstorms possible, low 71. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Push to you. And right now, it is 68 degrees on WMAL.
Now, for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Last week, trailblazing former Secretary of State Madeleine Albright received the Defense Department's highest award for public service from Defense Secretary Ash Carter. Serving from 1997 to 2001, Albright was the first female Secretary of State and was one of the first to recognize the importance of a whole-of-government approach to meeting challenges. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit GEICO.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software to clean out the junk that may be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com.
It is 105.9 FM, AM 630, WMAL. My name is Dan Mattis. Hope you're having a great 4th of July weekend thus far. It is not looking good as far as tonight goes. We've got possible rain, thunder, lightning. We'll have all the traffic and weather together you need all morning long here on WMAL. Got to tell you, there was a story last week, and I think it epitomizes our society. And what I mean by that is we are at a point now here in society where we are not able to simply do things ourselves. Everything is supposed to be done the easy way, and I've got to tell you, I'm not sure that we are ready for it. Did you hear the story about the guy that died in the first fatal self-driving car crash? Here's what happened. He was a former Navy SEAL, and he has become the first person to die at the wheel of a self-driving car. Now, I don't know if you've heard of the Tesla Model 6, but ultimately what happens is you are supposed to sit in the car, and the car literally drives itself, and you're using computers, and you're using all kinds of navigational things. But the problem is, you are supposed to, and part of the Tesla Model 6 program is the driver is supposed to pay attention. The driver is supposed to watch the speeds, watch the roads, keep an eye on the foot, on the brake, and the gas, and the steering wheel. So it's not supposed to be just sit around and then watch a movie in your car as it's driving you, but that's what this guy was doing. He is watching, literally, I kid you not, he was watching Harry Potter as this car slammed into the side of a truck. And it sadly killed this guy. Again, a former Navy SEAL. Now, Tesla is saying that its autopilot system failed to detect the truck because its white color was similar to that of the bright sky. Now, think about that for a moment. Isn't that the kind of thing that you would have thought that Tesla would have figured out before this guy died? But the bottom line is this. He was supposed to be paying attention. He wasn't. It's also emerged now that this guy, Brown, Joshua Brown, who served in the Navy for 11 years, narrowly avoided a very similar smash earlier this year when his car did not notice another white truck turning onto the freeway. So he had some experience with this, but here's the deal with this story and a whole lot of others that I could just pick up randomly one by one. And that is that these days, it seems like one, we want everything done for us, whether it is making coffee, whether it's everything is going to be easier now. And so when it comes to these self-driving cars, one of the big problems is that in maybe a generation or two, what we're going to see is nobody's going to know how to drive. Isn't that a big problem? Isn't that going to be an issue in case all of these computers start going down? See, that's what I mean about everything is being done for us. You've seen kids who are texting all the time. You know, they're thumbing away, they're thumbing away, they're thumbing away. Have you noticed the kids have absolutely no idea how to drive? Have you noticed the kids have absolutely no idea how to spell? See, those are the kinds of things the kids are going to have challenges with moving forward. I was in a Starbucks. When was this? It was a couple of weeks ago. And this Starbucks barista realized she works at Starbucks. And you know what she did? She misspelled the word coffee. And so I went on this whole thing about how it's probably because spell check is everywhere on their phones. Because when kids, and I've got a 17-year-old daughter, so I know this, when kids are on their phones, they don't necessarily spell anything correctly. And so you've also got autocorrect and these kinds of things. And so what we're finding and what I'm finding as I look through all of these different stories of technology sort of taking things over for us, what I'm seeing is that people are losing the ability to function and to do practical things. You also want to talk about, you could take this story and go even further. You could talk about how robots are taking over parenting. That story and a lot more coming up. My name is Dan Mandis. Now it's time for Rush Limbaugh.
You remember the hysteria from the 2010 BP oil spill, Gulf of Mexico? Remember all those hysterical predictions of long-term damage? 5 million barrels of oil would harm noble sea creatures, maybe for generations. And those of you with sharp memories might also remember that I, El Rushbo, predicted the Gulf would clean itself. I explained that just as the ocean cleaned oil spills elsewhere in the world, the Gulf of Mexico would dissipate the oil. Life would go on as normal. Environmentalist wackos on the left and in the drive-by media heaped scorn on my prediction and on me. Yet within days, the massive oil slick that caused all the hysteria was gone. It was vanished. Nobody could find it because it had been cleaned by the ocean. Well, now a group of scientists, Columbia University Earth Institute, have discovered something new in the Gulf. Tiny algae-like microorganisms are thriving, and they are doing so in areas where natural oil is seeping to the surface. It seems that when oil and natural gas seep from the earth, they release bubbles that contain nutrients to feed the phytoplankton that eats it up. And for those of you not steeped in science, it's a good thing because the tiny algae-like microorganisms are the foundation of the entire marine food chain. They literally eat the oil. That's where it goes. So we learned instead of being an evil killer, oil in the water is a foundation for life. The scientists are surprised. Me, not at all.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Do you know what the fastest growing crime in America is? It's identity theft, and it can happen a lot of ways. Like when someone pretends to be you to open new accounts, or charge their utility bill to your name, or any number of other illegal acts. And that's where LifeLock can help. They use proprietary technology to detect and alert you to a whole range of identity threats. And if there's a problem, they have a team of U.S.-based specialists who will work to resolve it. Now, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions in all businesses, but you will get more protection with LifeLock than you get from free credit monitoring alone. Memberships start just $9.99 a month, plus applicable tax. Call 1-800-440-4833 or visit LifeLock.com now and use promo code RUSH. That's RUSH. Save 10% on your membership. Call 800-440-4833. LifeLock, 800-440-4833.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes. So now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
It's 5:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Art Andrews in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Dan, thank you very much. In the district, Anacostia Freeway southbound at Burroughs Avenue, watch out. There is a disabled vehicle, and eastbound 66 at Centerville, a disabled tractor trailer moved to the shoulder. As for mass transit, beginning in about an hour at 7 o'clock, Metro on a Saturday schedule until 2 p.m., that's Metro Rail, then a near rush hour schedule will be in effect until midnight. As for Metro Bus on a Saturday schedule with detours around the National Mall all day, and do look for numerous street closings during the parade. Constitution Avenue, for example, will be closed from 3rd Street to 14th Street Northwest. Now, the 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Early patchy fog for us on this 4th of July. The rain will become steadier for the afternoon. Thunder possible. We get up to around 75. Locally heavy rainfall also a possibility. Rain tonight. Thunderstorms are possible. Patchy fog, low 71. Early storms tomorrow. Jeff Eno from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And right now in the nation's capital, 68 degrees on WMAL.
Let me break it down for you.
Yeah.
Kicking some butt, taking names, and telling the truth.
I don't argue. I debate and win.
It's unbelievable. I mean, now you understand what's going on.
He's all that and a bag of chips.
Spoiler alert.
Did he say that? You bet I did. Record it. I caught it. Play it to all your neighbors.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey, you guys, I think you're wonderful. I listen all day long.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
Attaboy.
WMAL.
Learn directly from the experts the skills you need for a fulfilling career in cyber and national security at UMUC's National Security Career Discussion at Dorsey Station, July 20th. Find out how UMUC can help prepare you for your future. For more information, visit umuc.edu/radio.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. People ask us all the time, why do you charge so little? We always ask, why are the others still charging so much? So far, we've saved our clients over $3 million in real estate commissions. So don't get burned by high real estate commissions this summer. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend the Thyroid Dysfunction Puzzle on Wednesday, July 13th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
WMAL, go.
Where Washington comes to talk.
I'm just doing what I always do here, and that's tell you what I think of things.
We ought to get to the bottom of it, no?
Consider this your microphone. Consider this your conversation.
There you go.
My mother told me, never discuss politics or religion.
Rebel, rebel. 105.9 FM and AM 630. Rebel,
rebel. I'll be the one to speak the truth on this.
You're always right, and I love listening to you. I love you
so. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
It's 5:59. Coming up at 6:05 with me, Dan Mandis, we speak with Allison Porter, who's playing at the Capitol 4th concert tonight. You may remember her. She won The Voice earlier this year, and she played Curly Sue way back when, and she's really excited about tonight. Looking forward to that and a whole lot more coming up. It is Mornings on the Mall, 105.9 FM and AM 630, WMAL. I'm Dan.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.